Hi, and welcome back to the Soul Care Astrology Podcast. I just wanted to give a little heads up before we begin and dive into this episode. There haven't been new episodes for a while because I have been going through some medical treatments, and also I just wanted to let you know that you might notice during this episode that I pause a lot while talking, just kind of like I am doing now. And that is a side effect of my medical treatments, where sometimes I struggle finding my words. And so I've tried to edit out as much of the pauses and kind of empty spaces as much as possible, but there's probably a few still in there. So just bear with me. The information is still there. It's just sometimes takes me a little longer to find it and communicate it. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. Gemini season is almost here. Gemini season officially begins on May 21st, and it lasts through June 20th. And I don't know about you, but I am so looking forward to Gemini season. Taurus season was a bit much between Mercury retrograde and eclipse season. It was really intense, and very much looking forward to Gemini season, which kind of shifts our focus to connection, community, and communication. Plus, Gemini energy is just playful. It's very curious. We tend to have more fun during Gemini season. We love to learn lots of things, lots of little bits of everything we can, and then we share it with others. We can struggle with Gemini season in terms of being a little bit more indecisive. You know, we can kind of see both sides of the coin, so to speak. So we can struggle with making decisions. We can also get distracted a little bit more easily and have trouble focusing. We can also struggle with connecting to our body, where Gemini energy is very mental, as it's, you know, ruled by Mercury. And so we are can be really in our heads. Gemini also rules the nervous system. And so we can struggle a little bit more with maybe anxiety or nervous energy, feeling scattered, feeling overwhelmed, whether mentally because of Mercury or kind of energetically, where we feel like we have too much energy in our body. But overall, Gemini season, it's a time to be social. It's a time to get curious and learn new things. It's a time to let yourself be playful. And that just sounds really good to me right now. So if you are someone like me who does struggle with anxiety, you might find that that may be a little amped up for you during Gemini season. So meditation is always really good for soothing the nervous system and kind of helping keep our energy balanced. And meditation takes many different forms. It doesn't have to be just like sitting and, you know, trying to like empty or quiet your mind. Walking can be very helpful and meditative for many people. It's really about finding what works for you, what helps kind of quiet the chatter in your mind, whatever that is, that's your meditation. Also, with Gemini season, we really want to be mindful. I mean, the focus kind of comes around to communication. And so we want to be mindful about how we communicate. And, you know, this is not just how we speak to others, but it's also about how we speak to ourselves and what kind of words we use when we're talking to ourselves. That's just as important. With Gemini season, if we find that we tend to talk more than we listen, Gemini season may challenge us to slow down and listen more. And if we are, you know, especially if we're like someone who may be uncomfortable with silence, Gemini season may help you kind of challenge that, reevaluate it, see if you want to change it. If you are someone who's a little bit more hesitant or afraid to speak up and share what's on your mind, you may be called to step up and use your voice more. But overall, it's just really important to take note of how you communicate. And Gemini season really helps you see that in a new light and helps remind you that it's just as important to listen with empathy and a compassionate heart. And so now that we've chatted a little bit about the overall energy of Gemini season, let's look at some of the specific astrology coming up. Overall, Gemini season is a lot quieter than Taurus season was. Well, maybe quieter is not the correct word, because there's still a lot of action happening, maybe less intense. There are going to be some intense transits, but for the most part, the transits are a lot more helpful, we'll say. We do have some interesting things happening. On June 3rd, we have a full moon in Sagittarius, which will be really the perfect time to kind of look at your long-term plans and look at what's working for you, what isn't working, what needs to be adjusted. It's also important to note that Sagittarius is kind of the truth teller of the zodiac. And with it being a full moon, which tends to illuminate and bring things to light, that we may have some truths revealed with this full moon on June 3rd. On June 5th, Venus is going to enter Leo. And this is really going to kind of bump up the playful, maybe flirtatious vibes of Gemini season. But it can also bring the drama. But Venus in Leo really just wants to have fun. And so that'll be kind of a nice vibe getting us through Gemini season. Pluto is going to enter Capricorn on June 11th. And while Pluto is in Capricorn, the focus is going to be on material resources and how they need to be transformed. Pluto wants to know, how can we just knock everything to the ground so we can rebuild it even better? And so in Capricorn, we're looking at our foundations, our security, our material wealth, what everything is built on. And so it'll be interesting with Pluto and Capricorn. This is a long transit here, but I would expect some news around finances, banking, things like that. The same day, June 11th, Mercury is going to enter Gemini. And with Mercury and Gemini, we may feel like our minds are kind of racing a mile a minute. We just have all these ideas, all these thoughts. And we also, with Mercury in Gemini, we love learning about new things. And because the sun is already going to be in Gemini, we're just primed for, you know, picking up new hobbies. And more than likely, it's going to be picking up a bunch of new hobbies and, you know, switching between them, picking something up for a few days, putting it down, trying something else for a few days, putting it down, that kind of thing. Saturn retrograde will begin on June 17th. Again, this is another long transit. Saturn retrograde will last through November, early November. And Saturn is an outer planet, so we don't need to pay too much attention to its retrograde. But Saturn deals with responsibilities, foundations, and structure. So those are things that you might find coming up for review. Again, it's an outer planet, so we're not really going to feel it too deeply. If you are curious as to exactly what may be coming up for you for review during Saturn retrograde, just take a look at what house Saturn is transiting for you during this retrograde period. And then on June 18th, we have a new moon in Gemini. So this is a really wonderful new moon for getting in touch with your creativity. But just a heads up, this new moon is square Neptune, which can make things cloudy or confusing. So you may have lots of ideas on and around this new moon, but I wouldn't set anything in stone. So like, don't do anything you can't take back on this new moon, because there may be, with Neptune in the mix, there may be some deception or just confusion where you misunderstand something, or you need, like, there's clarification later on that means you need to readjust things. And so that is Gemini season. For more insight and more details about all of the transits happening during Gemini season, you can join me in the Soul Care Cottage, which is my monthly membership. And there you get both the monthly astrology coming up ahead, you get plenty of workbooks like my Gemini season guidebook, and you also get daily astrology updates with Soul Care suggestions of like how to use the daily astrology to your advantage, along with exclusive horoscopes for things like Jupiter and Taurus. So I hope to see you there in the Soul Care Cottage.